This evening, we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the final apparition of Mary to the children of Fatima. And in that, over a six-month period, she spoke several times with the children each month. She gave them promises, and in the end, in her last appearance, the sun danced, and she gave the promise, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph." And in that promise, we see the heart of Mary and her deep love for her son, Jesus. Her last words in the gospel, spoken, are, "Do whatever he tells you." And Mary consistently reminds us in her apparitions, whether it be at Guadalupe in the 1500s, or whether it be at Lourdes in the 1800s, or whether it be at Fatima in the 1900s, and in other minor apparitions, she constantly reminds us of her son and her deepest desire is that we be as pure in heart as she is pure in heart. And the sacred scriptures speak of the heart. It is mentioned over 1,000 times in the scriptures. And the heart is the vital center of life that encompasses the intellect, the soul, the emotions, the will. It is the seat of life itself. And the Lord promises to create in people a new heart and give them a new spirit. And in that we see too the promise in the Beatitude, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." And Mary, throughout her life, was one who was pure in heart. She kept her eyes always fixed on God, always fixed on her son. And whether it was at the Nativity, whether it was at finding him in the temple, whether it was the wedding feast of Cana, or standing at the foot of the cross, her eyes were always on Jesus. And she shared in his mission. And in her apparition, she gives us the promise that her Immaculate Heart will triumph. And what will it triumph over? It will triumph over evil. Mary's ultimate and the ultimate foe that she triumphs over is the evil one. She warns the children that that people are being dragged into hell. She even shows them a vision of hell. But that is not God's desire for humanity. God's desire is salvation. And she wants people to open their hearts to salvation, to receiving Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Mary's desire is that we come to know that Jesus is with us. That in the spiritual battle that we find ourselves in, and in the 1917 when she appeared, remember, World War I was going on at that time. There was an increase in atheism. And with that, she wanted to point to the truth of her son, that God has not abandoned his people, but rather he is with them. And she encouraged the children to pray for and to pray for the world, to open their heart to trusting in the Lord, and that she would lead them through the prayer of the rosary into heaven. And the rosary helps us to be those who, in our closeness with Mary, meditate upon the mysteries of Jesus. That is why St. John Paul II gave us the luminous mysteries. When one looks at the mysteries of the rosary, now 20, they are primarily focused on the incarnation, on the life of Jesus, on his death, and on his resurrection. And only two are focused on Mary. And in that, as we meditate this evening, and as we consecrate ourselves, we can ask, what does the triumph of her Immaculate Heart mean for us today? And why is Mary still significant for us today? We honor Mary because of her virtues. We honor her because she is the Mother of God. We honor her because we know she will lead us into deeper intimacy with Jesus. Recently, there was an interview with Cardinal José Sarín Martins, who is the Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation of the Causes of the Saints. And he is Portuguese. And he pointed to four themes that still speak and ring true today for our world, that come to us from Our Lady of Fatima. The first is the gift of faith, that Mary invites us to put our faith in God. And the atheism of the 1917 was much smaller than the atheism of today. When one looks at our world, when one looks at our country, and the growth in atheism, the growth in non-believers, Mary gives us that invitation to believe. To believe in the God who is love. To believe in God's love for the world. And to come to encounter God. And to put our trust and confidence in him. Secondly, we are called to conversion. And think of the words out of Jesus' mouth as he begins his ministry. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. Faith and then conversion. A change of heart. And conversion is ongoing, It does not happen just once. But conversion is us constantly putting our trust and confidence in the promises that Jesus has given to us. But it is also praying for the conversion of the world. We must pray for the conversion of the world, not just our own conversion, but that the world comes to know Jesus. His words to us in the Great Commission, go out to all the world and proclaim the good news to all the world. The message of Jesus Christ and the call to conversion is for every human being. And in that, we must constantly remember not only our own conversion, but the conversion of others, in inviting them in that and to that. It is never about ourselves. It is always about Christ. And like Mary, she desires our conversion. She desires us to come to know her Son and to pray and sacrifice for sinners that they may be converted, that they may have a change of heart. Thirdly, she reminded the children, and she reminds us today, to pray for peace in the world. And asking the Lord to grant peace to the world. We may not be in a world war today, but there are many small wars that are going on. And we see the wars that have taken the lives of persecuted Christians in the Middle East, and most recently again in Egypt. And we see the threats of war with North Korea. And there's that angst. But how often do we pray for peace and ask the Lord, grant our world peace? And the peace that Jesus gives is not a peace without suffering or without the cross, but it is the peace that He and He alone can give, that keeps us strong, the peace that Mary knew at the foot of the cross, trusting that, yes, God's word will be fulfilled. And so praying for that peace today, praying for the conversion of world leaders. And then finally, is the message of hope, that life has meaning, that life has a purpose, and that is eternal life. God desires every human being to be with Him forever. But that gift must be received. One must open their heart to that gift and receive it. And in our world today, because of the atheism that is present, there is a lack of hope. All one has to do is look at the suicide rate among young people today. The depression, the despair, the darkness. And if life has no meaning and no purpose, and if there is not eternal life, or heaven, then that darkness is going to be there. And so Mary gives witness in her apparitions to hope that she has truly conquered and crushed the head of the serpent through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And we must have that confidence, that hope in the meaning of life, and offering that hope to our young people, offering that hope to the world, that Jesus does make a difference. And so, as we continue this evening with our act of consecration, I encourage you, my sisters and brothers, in this consecration, that as we consecrate ourselves, our families, our parishes, as we consecrate our state, our country, and our world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, let us pray for a greater faith in her Son, Jesus Christ, that we may grow in intimacy with the Father, with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, that we may come to know and to love Jesus as Mary has loved Jesus. Let us pray for our conversion and the conversion of the world, and let us pray for peace, asking the Lord for that gift of peace. And let us pray for a hope that is rooted in the promise of eternal life. Only by keeping our eyes and our hearts fixed on Jesus will that come about within our own lives. And will we have the same courage that Mary had? First in her great fiat, to trust in the promise that was given to her, and then to trust as she stood at the foot of the cross. And one can only taste in one's heart what the joy must have been in her heart when her Son appeared to her risen. There is no record of that, but one knows it happened. And let us taste that joy in this consecration that she desires for us.